Is it the same thing as poison ivy?
Well, I think it's the same thing.
Okay.
When you break out, you got poison ivy on, see the name of your poison ivy. When you go to the doctor, you don't call poison ivy. Oh, you can be full of poison ivy.
Oh, then that's the disease, kind
of. Yeah, that's right.
And the vine is poison ivy.
That's right.
Okay. Are there kind of berries that you eat? Name me some berries that are edible.
Well, we eat dewberries, blackberries, and strawberries.
Raspberries. Okay, if you're out walking with children and they're looking at the berries and picking the berries, you'll say, now you be careful because some of those berries are...
Yeah, some of them berries got local laid on some places. Well, I see people got them in the churchyard for hagrids now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A lot of limb on, little limb like you think. Clean them on, dress them up, make them look nice. Just have them in there, you hang hats all the way around. And then take them out there and put them out there and put bars on them. Just have all kind of bars, white, red, any kind of bar. And put all them mixed bars on, make them look one of the prettiest things you want to see.
They are pretty.
That's right.
Really pretty.
That's right.
And they call them bottle trees.
That's right. It's the prettiest thing you want to see. Get them bars all mixed up there right on. Oh, they're so beautiful.
They are, and the sun shines.
Shines, that's right. Ooh, different colors. Ooh, they're so beautiful.
But you don't see any around here anymore?
No, but some people got around. Obviously, I don't know where the last place I lived at. Somebody had one in the yard back down this way. I don't know who it was now.
Last night, it was up here yelling.
Well, I see one back.
Yard, right?
I see one back over there toward
Utica. I haven't seen any. I've looked
because
I wanted to see one.
I see. Somebody got one over there toward Utica. I don't know if somebody had one in the yard. I said, oh, yeah, I said, ain't that bottle tree beautiful? Look at it. It's got all different kinds of bottles on it. It's beautiful.
They are pretty.
That's
are
right.
Are the trees dead when they do
this?
It's a dead tree to start with.
Yeah. Well, you do that. They make that tree to sell. They cut and get all them limbs, dress that tree up. Then they turn it bottom side up, you know, and let the prong be up one way, you know.
You mean they make the tree?
Yeah.
They go out and cut the tree?
Yeah, cut the tree and get all them limbs and make it up. And, you know, cut the trim the bark off.
What I mean was, they don't wait around for a tree to die in their front yard.
No,
they go out and get one.
Good and good one, make it and pick it like that. And put it out there, one to put a beautiful thing you want. All your trouble is getting them different colors of bottles. That was set us off. Green, and white and all red, all different kinds of bottles. You put that on there, they want a beautiful thing you want to look at.
I'd love to see one.
That's right.
I really would like to see one. Very much. All right. You ever hear of mountain laurel around here?
Mountain laurel?
Mountain laurel. A tree or a bush.
Mm.
What about rhododendron? Mm. Okay. I know you probably heard of the southern tree. The southern tree has the shiny green leaves and the big white blossoms on it, and they get to be great big trees.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying. That's our tree. When you're referring to Mrs. over here, say you were going to go do something. You might not do this, but say you did. You might say, well, I don't know if I can or not. I must ask my
friend.
Well, talking about Mrs. my
wife.
Would you call her, when you're talking to somebody, do you say my wife normally? Maybe I'll ask you to leave so he can tell me.
Well, when I said my wife said so and so, something like that.
Would you ever say the old lady?
Well, sometimes I don't know if sometimes I might say, well, but usually if I'm talking with somebody about so and so, I'm like, oh, my wife said so and so. But now it's like I'm talking with somebody like I well know a friend like that. Well, the old lady said so and so. I said, old lady.
That'd be kind of
joking. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you say the
missus
ever? The
missus? Missus. Sometimes.
Okay, do you know how she refers to you? Would she say my husband or the mister or my man or would you know?
Was she putting
when
me?
When she's talking to you about you.
Well, then, no, she just tell me straight out, baby.
Oh, okay. If she's talking about you to somebody, you know, would she be likely to say my husband or David?
Well, she more likely to call my name. She was my sister, my baby sister. Said so and so.
Okay. I'm just asking what you call him. Do you ever call him my man or the mister?
No, I always call him Daddy.
Okay, that's what he said.
Right.
A woman whose husband has died is a...
What?
Let's see. your father and your mother are your
path.
If you're taking a baby outside, you might put him in something with wheels on it. Not a wagon, but you might push him in a
buggy.
Right. And if you're taking the baby out to in this buggy, you say, I'm going to go out and
take an even walk up. Take a walk.
All right. Do you have any children? You have, in, I mean, let's see, I know you have children.